Good morning, everyone. I'm sure that you felt coming here how great is this site, and we kept the best for the last. This is the perfect way to say goodbye to Luxor, coming to this place, Karnak. Karnak has many temples together inside the same complex. The main god they built the main temple for is Amun-Ra, the king of the gods. But Amun-Ra became the king of the gods the time of new kingdom, when Luxor became the capital of Egypt. We skipped the big building and we came direct to this shrine, the small temple north of Karnak, facing north, because the god before Amun-Ra was the king of the gods, Ptah, the creator god, the god who created everything. And guess, his wife is Sekhmet. You can feel the power of the name when you say it. Sekhmet. Sekhmet in ancient language means the powerful one. She had many titles. She was the daughter of Ra. She was the eye of Ra. She was the lady of war. She was the lady of the two lands, Upper and Lower Egypt. Once Karnak had 365 statues of Sekhmet. This is the shrine for her husband. So we have the statue of Sekhmet beside her husband. So the family for Sekhmet, Ptah, is the husband. She is the wife. And the son is Nefertum. Sekhmet is the powerful lady, and Ptah was the thinker, the one created everything by word settled in his heart and spoken by his mouth. Such a thinker, he needed a powerful lady to contain him. So Sekhmet was his wife, and the result of that was Nefertum. And Nefertum means the complete beauty. Ptah, Sekhmet, and Nefertum. The only statue of Sekhmet that we still have in its place, which it belongs to, the one we have here. The rest of the 365 statues, most of them destroyed, and some of them we have in the open-air museum of Karnak. Why 365 of them? For the 365 of the days. She is the protector, and she is the lady to protect from any evil. So ladies and gentlemen, Sekhmet is waiting for you to welcome you, and it will be the perfect end for our goodbye to Luxor. Thank you very much.
So in this sacred honoring site, will again connect consciously, each one of us, and collectively, inwardly, through the power of our hearts, in inward meditative silence, where we rest our mind and open our hearts, our energy, our consciousness into the full being of who we are in this beautiful sunlight morning with the light breeze, with the birds around us. Take a moment to just feel the space, feel the energy here, feel all of us here, and what the energy is holding for you this morning, what gifts it has for you this morning. What message it has for you individually. Allow yourself to open more and to receive. The god Sekhmet, as you heard from Am, is the lady, the goddess, the compassionate one, not only the feared one, the powerful one of protection, of care, and of love. Sekhmet that's been here and never moved from here has an energy embedded in it that is the closest we can experience to a consciousness not from this world. And as you enter the shrine, you'll feel that connection, that presence and communication that is so real and so powerful. So allow yourself to open even more, to the power that's within you, the God, the Creator, the consciousness that creates everything we are.
We are again reminded that time is in a circle, and this moment can be revisited. We are preparing for a Kryon channel, and after that, we visit the shrine of Sekhmet. She is known for cycles of destruction. But with the cycle of destruction comes the cycle of creation. And you are invited to think about those habits or patterns or things in your life that you wish to be entering into the cycle of destruction. For as you release those things you no longer wish to carry, those things that are inappropriate for you now, you are then creating an expansion of space to allow the cycle of creation to enter. And what is it you wish to create? What is the new creation cycle for you as you experience this moment and then leave? And again, we remind you, time is in a circle, and you can reconnect with that energy that is represented here, simply by your intent to do so. And so our collective coherence is supporting the field that will allow the grace and ease of everybody's cycle of destruction. And our collective coherence allows for the grace and ease to bring in and welcome the new cycle of creation.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's early in the morning, and yet again, for the third time in my partner's lifetime, we find ourselves at the door of Sekhmet. It's not an accident that what everything means here today in history applies to this particular message. We continue the discovery of self and the parable of woe. Listen, dear ones, for there are metaphors here for you. The one called Yusha has been waiting for woe. We continue the story in this episode of woe's discovery of his self, and indeed, this time, he shows up. He did not in the last episode because he was still pondering what he was told. It was so different from anything he had been told before. About the majesty of God, of the power that he had, even as a human being, a piece of God. He had rewritten, perhaps, everything that he had been told, reframed, but he still wasn't done. He had questions, big questions. Yusha was there waiting for him, and Wo came and said, "Thank you for waiting. I'm sorry. I was not here before, but..." And he said, these are confusing times for me. I don't understand fully. And Yusha said, "Whoa, this may take a long time. It may have to be intuitive for you eventually. You may have to sit with it, use it, meditate about it." And Wo said, "I'm not done. Don't give me anything new. I need to have answers." And Yusha smiled because everything out of Yusha's mouth would be new. The concepts, the answers would set Wo back yet again. And Wo's question this time was this: "I see so much on this planet that doesn't make sense to me in light of what you told me. This beautiful, loving, powerful God that you talk about that doesn't feature punishment or reward, but just love and gives us free choice completely. And yet there's so much evil here. We've been told and shown over and over that there are ones who are evil, who are trying to capture our soul, and we have pictures of them. And every single culture has them, and every single religion has them. And it's so awful to think that there would be those so horrible, so evil, so destructive on this planet. What do we do about that?" And Yusha smiled yet again and said, "Whoa, here comes something else that will set you back. There are no evil ones on this planet apart from humans. There's no demons out to catch your soul apart from humans." And here is a statement, Wo, that I'm going to make for you and for all those listening. The most magnificent, loving, amazing, miraculous things on this planet come from humans. The most evil, destructive, awful, horror on this planet come from humans. You don't need demons on this planet. Humans will take care of it all. You have the power, Wo, within yourself, of free choice, of a consciousness that has energy to create or destroy. To create or destroy. And that is the truth. And because it is so elusive to you, you make up things. All good things come from angels, all bad things come from demons. Humans have no responsibility, you see. You simply go between them and hope for the best. That's what you were taught. Good luck, you were taught. And now I'm telling you, there is power in consciousness. You can be as high as the angels, as low as the demons, if you choose. And woe, you know I'm right, because if you look at history, you see what humanity has done with humanity. It didn't take a devil to do that. But woe, I want to tell you this. You're sitting here because you've had an awakening to ask. And all those listening right now have the ability to listen. As I tell you this, this planet goes through cycles. And the one that is going through right now is more than a cycle. It is a full awakening. It was projected by the indigenous. I told you about it 32 years ago, and here it is. This is the great shift, and the shift is of consciousness. For the first time on this planet, you have the ability for light to outweigh darkness. And in the past, all of your history, all of your past, darkness truly has reigned. It has been unbalanced in the scales of light and dark. Dark has always outweighed light until now. You're starting to see it on the planet. Again, I say that in so many different ways. The planet is starting to awaken to a larger truth, that it can control itself without war, that it can build itself up even with increased populations and feed itself so that no one goes hungry or cold. These things are coming. The planet feels it. The planet is reacting to it. And old souls are helping to steer that by their meditations in the field, by their love, by their kindness, by their awakening. This is the truth. If you take a look at the power of creation and destruction, you're moving into the age of creation. This group is about ready to move into a small area, a powerful area, an area that preceded the rest of Karnak, an area that they steered away from when they built Karnak, because this is a power spot, a real one. This is not a consensus reality. This is not mythology. This is a place of creation. Today, I want you to think of that, all of those of you in this group. Wo took all of this in. Somehow he expected it. This was the answer that Wo had expected, because Wo is starting to awaken to a larger truth. As he ponders it with the logic of it, as he thinks about a beautiful, loving, creative God, giving humanity a piece of God, free choice, it's starting to work. Wo thanks Yusha again and says, I will ponder some more. Do you have more things to tell me about myself? And Wo smiled and said, we have only just begun. Come back for more. And Wo will come back. For all of those listening who are not here, there is a chance here at this juncture in history of humanity to show the entire world that war is not acceptable ever again. I am crying in love with all of you. And so it is.